This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says an inmate has died at the county jail. The Sheriff's Office announcing the death of 42-year-old Jamin Robertson yesterday. Robertson was not breathing when he was found in his cell in the jail's medical unit on Monday morning. The inmate had recently returned to the jail on Saturday after being released from a four-day hospital stay. The coroner's office now performing an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death.
A man's been arrested for a Labor Day shooting that put a victim in critical condition. The victim, who'd been shot multiple times, was found in the roadway on Galley Road near the Safeway on North Circle Drive in the early morning hours. Colorado Springs police say detectives were able to identify the suspect as Michael Dotson and took him into custody yesterday afternoon a few blocks from the shooting scene. Officers from several units, including Tactical Enforcement and the Armed Violent Offender Unit, were involved in arresting Dotson. Dotson is jailed on a $50,000 bond and will have his first court appearance this afternoon.
A man accused of firing gunshots near a golf course last month made his first court appearance yesterday. Springs police said that a 20-year-old Joel Martin fired shots into the air after he crashed his vehicle along Broadmoor Valley Road back on August 22nd. Martin then reportedly walked towards the Cheyenne Mountain Resort golf course, where he was apprehended by staff before police could arrive on scene. Martin now facing charges of attempted murder and felony menacing. An employee who worked at a King Super store in Colorado Springs now threatening the company with a lawsuit claiming he was exposed to asbestos. The King Supers on South Academy in Hancock closed their doors back in June after asbestos was found during a remodel. Attorneys for that employee said he was exposed to the asbestos just before the closure and now is in poor health. The employee asking for lost wages due to the exposure as well as full health care coverage.
Health experts are warning about the triple threat of respiratory diseases picking up early headed into the colder months in Colorado. Dr. Larissa Pisney, an infectious disease physician with UC Health, says flu and RSV cases are likely to pick up soon, joining the current COVID risk.
What we saw in the southern hemisphere, so their winter is our summer, we saw that COVID peaked and then flu and RSV followed. So important to think about all of these now.
A new COVID variant has been causing a rapid rise in cases over the last couple of weeks. Dr. Pisney notes that respiratory disease tracking indicates the typical start of cold month viruses are going to pick up 4 to 6 weeks earlier. High flu cases are expected for the end of October into November. Data from the Colorado Department of Public Health shows COVID cases rising each week. UC Health reports close to 35 people hospitalized in their system. Experts encourage you to get the latest vaccines for COVID, flu, and RSV while taking effective measures to wash your hands and stay home when feeling sick. In Pueblo, students will get free rides to school for the rest of the school year. The city says kids in kindergarten through 12th grade will continue to ride city buses for free. It's a program that started during the pandemic and has been a huge success. Kent Tompkins, street supervisor for public transit, says that in addition to helping families who struggle with transportation, this will also help the city reduce air pollution. Students will get to go on any bus any day of the week that's run by the city.
There are quite a few kids within the city that maybe don't have other means of transportation to get to school. So this is going to help to be able to, allow them and afford them the opportunity to get to and from school.
All students have to do when entering the bus is show the bus driver their school ID that verifies they're under 18 years old.
Residents in Pueblo West may have more questions now than answers, even after a town hall meeting last night to discuss the poor road conditions in the area. KRDO Scott Harrison following that story.
Residents say they're tired of dealing with flooded out roads in this spread out community, flooding that damages paved and unpaved roads. The situation also raises safety concerns about kids who have to walk in or along flooded areas just to get to their school bus stops, get to and from their stops. Now, Commissioner Danae Esgar says that one of their problems is that the sales tax revenue is just kind of a drop in the bucket of what's really needed out here. That tax is going to generate an additional roughly $2 million a year for that purpose, but she says the needs out here for stormwater and roads is probably about $100 million.
A nice clear start to the day. It is cool as you do step out the door. Temperatures in the upper 50s, low 60s. Winds gusting upwards 5 to 10 miles per hour. You may need an extra layer. Now, as the sun comes out, we rapidly warm. We're back above average, 5 to 10 degrees, 86 the anticipated high in the Springs, 92 in Pueblo. We should stay dry for today with plenty of sunshine. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Ruck.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.